感谢主啊！我跟 Brother Ernest 一样的感觉，有时候都不想上台。
We praise the Lord. I echo what Pastor Ernest shared last night. Oftentimes we don't want to come up here.
因为我们来的目的就是来朝见他，来敬拜他。
And our purpose in coming is to come to Him to worship Him.
当我们能够在圣灵里这样子自由释放的来敬拜他。真的觉得在这里真好。
When we can freely worship Him in the Spirit of God, we say, Lord, it is good to be here.
我们感谢主哈，让我们今年的退休会也很顺利的进行。今天已经是最后一天。
We thank the Lord that this conference has progressed very smoothly. We're coming to the very last day.
好像才开始，一定又要结束了。
It seems like we just started, and now we're coming to a close.
让我开始的第一天就请求弟兄姊妹要向神有一个祷告，求神遇见我们。对我们至少说一句话。
And at the very beginning, I encourage everybody to have an outcry towards the Lord and say, God, speak to me at least just one word.
那句话不仅仅会触动、感动我们，而且我们希望把这句话带回到我们的生活中，让它来改变我们。
Not only will those words move and touch us, but it will be brought into our lives to transform our lives.
给你十秒钟想一想，你能想出哪一句话吗？
I give you 10 seconds to think about this past weekend.Any particular words?
如果还没有的话，要向主祷告，一天一下就过去了。
If you don't feel like you receive anything just yet, continue to pray because this day will go by very quickly.
在聚会中的喜乐，在聚会中的感动，如果没有给我们带来改变，我们回去以后 ，everything will be the same， 一切又恢复旧样。
I'll say that the joy that we have in our time of worship.If we cannot take it back to our homes, then we will return back to where we were.
神的话不仅是生命，神的话是使命。
The word of God is not only life, but it is a command.
当他说话的时候，给我们生命，让我们生命成长。
When he speaks, he gives us life that our lives may increase.
而且当他说话的时候，他把使命也给我们。
But when he speaks, he also gives us a commission, a command.
那刚刚唱的诗歌说，让 Christ magnified in me.那这句话就是个使命，对不对
？And again, as we were just singing this closing song, "Christ be magnified in me." It is a command.
你不能光那么 enjoy 的唱，要接受这个神圣的使命。
You can't just be lost and enjoy the words of the content of the song, but you need to receive this command.
好，那我们继续来我这一部分的信息。
I will continue with my responsibility of this conference, the message that I'm delivering.
我那天说过复兴。是一个很热门的题目。
I know revival is a hot topic of discussion among many.
到处都在讲复兴。
Everybody's talking about revival.
但是复兴不是给我们说说谈谈。
And I say again, revival is not just something for us to talk about.
复兴也不是只是在那里有一个盼望而已。
A revival is not simply a longing, a hope.
如果我们知道神乐意复兴他的教会。是他的旨意，这件事情在我们里面会产生很大的安慰和力量。
If we know that God more than willing and He desires to send forth revival, this understanding will bring forth great strength within us.
当他看见他在他儿子里面把所有的都给了我们，而我们活得这么辛苦，他心里面不甘心啊。
And He is not relent to see that everything, all the blessings has been given to us through His Son in Jesus Christ, and we are still working so hard.
我花了钱给我儿子买一辆车。他撞坏了，我会心疼。
And if I spend a lot of money to buy my son a car and he gets in an accident and damages the car, my heart will ache.
但是神给我们的不是外面这些祝福而已，他把他儿子的生命给了我们。
But what God has given us is not just the outward blessings; He's given us His life.
我们在跟神要什么的时候，神说我已经没有东西给你了，我所有的都在我儿子里面，一次完全永远的给了你。
We continue to ask God, God, I need more stuff.And God says, I got nothing left to give you. I've given you once and for all everything in my son, Jesus Christ.
我常常引用前面弟兄说的，我们的神不是零售商，他是批发商啊。
And we oftentimes say that our God, He's not a retailer, He's a wholesaler.
他一次完全永远的把所有的祝福还有他生命的性情都给了我们在基督里。
Once and for all of the blessings, all of the nature of God has been given to us.Through Christ Jesus.
所以我们里面要渴慕复兴，要有一个强烈的心愿，不甘心活在这样子的情形。
So we need to have a strong desire. God, send forth a revival in my life that I don't want. I do not want to continue to live the way I live.
明明是神的儿子，要在猪圈里面过生活吗？
I am a child of God. Am I going to live among the swine?
弄得那么脏，弄得那么饿，那么穷，那么不像个样子。
That I am filthy, that I'm hungry, that I have no resemblance of being a child of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们是尊贵的王子，是属天君王的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, we are prince, we are the children of the Lord God.
我们是神的儿子。
We are the sons of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们要一起起来，不甘心自己继续活在被掳、软弱、失败的底下。
We need to rise up. We cannot just fall under captivity and continue to fall into weakness.
所以我们礼拜五讲了神在我们身上工作的一个法则，也是一条路留给了我们。
And this past Friday, we talked about the principle and the way that God has laid out for us.
Return, rebuild, and revival. 我们要归回。要接受重建，然后要得到复兴。
And it is the pathways to return, to rebuild, and to enter into revival. And this is the path that God wants us to be in.
如果我们不肯回到神面前，我们怎么可能会有复兴？
If we do, or we are unwilling to return back to the Lord, how can there be a revival?
就算不是遍体这个肮脏，也是遍体鳞伤，被这个世界，对不对？
And if we're not filthy, at least, at the very least, we're still wounded, right? If we're still in this world.
归回、重建、复兴，我们一起讲哈。
Again, 英文 return, rebuild, and revival.
这三件事情。
These three things.
那我们也讲到重建是指到我原来有，但是我失去了。
And we talk about the word rebuild means speaking of the fact that I had it before, but I've lost it.
从某一面来说，所有旧造人类亚当后裔都需要被重建、被医治。
From a particular perspective, you say all of the old creation, all of that will fall under the old Adam, need to be rebuilt, need to be healed.
但是从我们个人的经历，我们不见得永远都在重建的经历中。
From our own personal experiences, we say I'm not always in this process of being rebuilt.
重建毕竟讲到从被掳的被释放，受压制的得自由。被捆绑在里面，神来医治，来拯救。
And this rebuilding speaks of the process of those who are being captive. Now they are set free. Those who are wounded, that they are healed.
神更要在正面上面，照着他伟大的计划，那个山上的样式来建造他的教会。
But more positively, the Lord is building His church according to the pattern on the mount.
所以我们讲。重建建造建造是更大的更正面的更积极的是一生之久的
And our discussion has gone beyond rebuilding. We talk about the actual construction is more proactive. It's something that is far more positive.
而我们说所有的重建一定从生命的重建还有跟神关系的重建开始
And every one of these rebuilding starts with the rebuilding of our relationship and with the life that we have with God.
然后所有的建造一定跟基督身体的建造发生关系。
And every construction, every building has everything to do with the body of Christ.
绝对不是为了我个人。
It is not just for you individually.
所以我们彼此息息相关，彼此影响的。
So we are intimately related. We influence one another.
同伴决定了我们成长的速度。
Our companions dictate the rate of growth for us.
我们要交什么样子的朋友？要受谁的影响，这都是我们自己得负责的。
What kind of friends that we have? Who are we allowing to influence our life? That is our personal responsibility.
所以要有真正全面的复兴领导，我真的希望神在我们中间，能够浇灌下来那个渴慕他的灵，追求的灵。我们一起有属灵的同伴来追求。
And desiring a revival holistically needs to be all of us. I pray that God would bring many of our hearts to come to the place where we have a fervent desire we're pursuing after God.
我们不甘心过了几年，一看看自己还是老样子，老样子是很不好的名字。
I don't want to keep living the years to come and then discover I haven't changed. I'm still the same.
以弗所书特别说到用水借的道把教会洗干净毫无玷污皱纹等类的病一个是脏讲玷污皱纹讲老
Ephesians talks about us being washed by the word of God that we are without wrinkle and without spot and we have not aged that this wrinklelessness speaks of not being old not growing old
不光要逃避玷污不洁的也要逃避老旧遗文的旧样
Not only do we want to flee and depart from the spots or the filthiness, but also the oldness of life.
所以礼拜五我说在耶和华的山上必有预备，他有祝福给我们。
And this Friday we say it on the mount of the Lord will provide. He has provision, he has blessings for us.
这是我们退休会第一件事情的提醒。
And the very first reminder at the start of the conference.
第二个提醒说，退休会是我们属灵的 checkpoint. 要看看我一年了，我长了多少。
And this conference is also a checkpoint for us to evaluate. A year has gone by. How much have I grown?
我跟神的关系进步了多少？
Have I improved my relationship with God?
我生命经历了多少的蜕变跟突破？
How much of my life has gone through transformation and breakthroughs?
弟兄姊妹，所以神在我们周围放的这些人都不能轻看的。
So do not despise the people that God has placed around your life.
你要想想看，你坐在你旁边的人。
The person who's sitting right next to you right now.
在整个人类几千年的历史里面，神把他留着，现在放在你旁边。
In the thousands of history of humanity, God has ordained that this person would be right next to you in this time.
你不是中国人，你不是西班牙人，你不是苏俄人，你不是三千年前的人，你不是什么人，你是现代的人。
And you're not of any other culture, of any other ethnicity, but you are now here in this particular time.
神要我们彼此成为对方的祝福，一同迈向那座荣耀的新耶路撒冷。
God wants us to be the blessing for one another, that corporately together we are walking toward the New Jerusalem.
所以你看看你旁边的人。
So take a glance at the person next to you.
如果这个人从来不跟你讲一点勉励、责备、纠正的话，你要跟他说。都是你害我长得这么慢。
If this person has never spoke any words of encouragement, correction, and directing you, you said it's all your fault that I'm growing so slowly.
如果你旁边这个人是你很不喜欢的，你连看他都不想看他，因为他让你很受苦，你应该勇敢地说谢谢你帮助我长这么快。
And if you look at the person next to you and you say this is the person I don't want to ever talk to, and you need to say thank you, you're the one that the Lord's causing me to grow.
Okay, 开始。
Okay, go ahead and begin the practice right now. Did your neighbor thank you? Can you raise your hand? You need to love these friends.
那种不敢跟你讲直话，不敢跟你讲属灵的话，只想讨好你的，你要说都是你。
Those who won't be straight with you, those who won't be honest with you, you need to say it's all your fault.
神把我们摆在一起，彼此相爱，就包括了包容跟成全。
And the Lord causes to be together, to love one another, and it is all inclusive, and building each other up, and to accepting one another.
包容，说到消极的，我要忍耐你的不完全，你跟我的不同。
To accept one another is more passive in terms of I need to recognize that we are.Not just not being the same, but maybe there are some faults.
成全的是我们在正面上啊，增加对方属灵的价值，提高对方在神手中的功用，扩大他蒙福的度量。
But to edify, to build up that individual is to increase that person's stature, increase his capacity.
好了，我们现在凭信心了哈，说认识你真好。
So now we're gonna speak by faith and say to the person next to you, "It is so good that I've come to know you."
不光认识耶稣真好。
Not only is so good to know Jesus.
耶稣透过你旁边的人，尤其你的配偶、你的家人，正在帮助我们成长。
The Lord is using the person who's next to you, your spouse, your family, to help you to grow.
所以我们需要在生命跟神的关系里面接受重建。
So we need this rebuilding in our life and our relationship with the Lord.
我们需要被带到身体里面，一同被建造。
We need to be brought into the body of Christ to be built up together.
所以要回转，要立刻回转。
So we need to turn immediately.
不要怕回转，神永远爱我们，在爱里没有惧怕。
Don't be afraid to return. He forever loves us. There's no fear in love.
他用何西阿爱淫妇来表达他爱我们这些淫荡背弃他的儿女，他永远爱我们。
Through the book of Hosea, he illustrates how that he loves even an adulteress, that he will forever love us.
而且他要医治我们被盗的病。
And he will heal us of our backsliding.
今天我们要继续讲下去。我们不光有真实的归回，我们经历医治和重建，和重建。我们更是积极投身在神的建造中。
And we're going to continue today. Not only have we returned back to the Lord God is rebuilding us, healing us. Now we are in the process of being built up by God.
能够给神家带来真正的复兴。
That we would truly bring about a genuine revival for the house of the Lord.
所以今天我要讲到真实的建造一定带进复兴。
And so today, the focus is that in any true construction, true building, it will bring about a revival.
那我为什么前面要加个真实的？
Why is the word true so important in this theme, in this topic?
很多的建造是草木和谐的建造。
Because a lot of the building, a lot of the construction are wood, hay, and stubble.
昨天梁弟兄也引用了保罗提醒我们要谨个人要谨慎，怎么样子在这个根基上建造。
And our brother Timothy, as he was speaking, he says you need to be alert, be a, be a, know what foundation are you building upon? What material are you using?
因为有一天有火要来发现，他说要来试验个人的哈，个人的，包括你，包括我，包括我们每一个人。个人的工程到底如何
？Because one day every man's work is going to be tried by fire. Everyone.
啊，很多被火一烧，全部烧掉，仅止得救而已。
And a lot of people, because of this fire, is all consumed, but they are merely saved.
他有一天要再一次震动天地、沧海和旱地。
And so one day the Lord says, "I'm going to shake the foundation."
啊，那些会被挪去的就被挪去了，但是那种不能震动的要留下来。
That which will fall away is going to be removed. That which cannot be shaken will remain.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们到现在活到今天为止，不管你现在几岁。
To this very day, doesn't matter how many years you've lived.
你自己对你自己负责，你回头看你过去的这几十年。
Be responsible for yourself and look back all the years that you've been alive.
你觉得有多少的事情，多少的经历，你是有把握可以带进永恒的，是被神悦纳的。
How many of the things, how many of the events, the things that are happening in your life, you know the Lord has accepted and received and will enter into eternity.
所以昨天弟兄提醒我们要醒过来，要醒过来。看看自己，看看自己。
As our brother reminded us last night, it's time to wake up. We need to wake up and examine ourselves.
今天就很勇敢地把自己放在神的天平上。
So today, very courageously, place yourself on the balance of God.
我们在跨境公元两千年的时候，我讲了一篇道，叫做在神的天平上过日子。
And in the year 2000, as we crossed over the threshold, I remember delivering a message that we live our days on the balance of God.
因为一放在天平上，就显出我们很多的亏欠。
But whenever we are placed upon this balance, we find that we are deficient.
但是神的目的不在于显明我们的亏欠，神的目的是要来医治我们，要来拯救我们的。
But the purpose of God is not to reveal simply because we are deficient, but He wants to come and heal us and save us.
哦，约翰福音讲得清清楚楚，神的儿子来不是要定世人的罪。乃是要叫世人因他得救。
The Gospel of John tells us that Jesus said that I did not come to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved.
你觉得神会在乎在那里天天叨我们？你为什么又这样？你为什么又这样？你为什么又那样子吗
？Do you think Jesus really cares about coming into your life and nagging you all the time? Why did you do this? Why did you do that?
他早就知道 from inside out 我们这个人坏成什么样子。
He already knows.Long before, from the inside out, our wicked condition.
他要显明是因为我自己不知道我这么坏。
He needs to reveal that in us because we do not know that.
他早知道我们坏到哪里去了。
He knows our condition.
当他显明我们的时候，我们才会降杯，我们才会说神啊，医治我。
But when He reveals to us who we are, then we will humble ourselves and say, God.Please, heal me.
我们才会说主啊，救我，赦免我。
Then we will cry out, God, save me. God, forgive me.
就把我们带回到神的面前去。
Then we are brought back to the presence of God.
啊，所以这是讲到真实的建造，它一定是经得起火烧，经得起神震动的。
So any true construction, it can be tried by fire. It can be shaken by God.
那第一个，神所亲自经营建造的是一座有根基的城。
We come to this very first point. What God Himself manages and builds is a city with foundation.
这是神亲自在建造。
This is what God Himself is building.
我们最近要该会所，我们花了这么多功夫，挑 architect， 挑不同的这个 builder， 就是希望找到一个可靠的。能够最能帮我们建造出一个合适的。
We were starting the phase of building out the Bethel Hall, and we've been going through a lot of evaluation of finding the right architect, the right contractor that they would be able to do this job well.
你说有哪一个 architect 建筑师，有哪一个 builder 能够像我们的神这么伟大
？And which architect, which builder can be compared to the Lord our God?
而且。圣城耶路撒冷所有的材料全是基督。
And in the New Jerusalem, every material in that city is Christ Himself.
透过所有重生得救蒙恩的儿女，我们里面所彰显的基督，所活出的基督，全是耶路撒冷的宝石。
And through every believer of all time, that Christ that is magnified through their life.Those are the precious stone that God is using.
所以你我血气的表现，你我肉体中的所有的生活，通通进不了那，都是草木和血。
So all the expressions of our flesh, everything that is of ourselves, All those things are hay, wood, and stubble. They cannot enter into eternity.
叫趁着还有今天，真的希伯来作者总要趁着还有今天。
So, brothers and sisters, the author of Hebrew tells us, while it is still today,
要天天彼此相劝
to remind and admonish one another.
要得到真实的
to receive what is genuine and real.
任何东西，任何事工。任何服事如果会被火烧掉的我宁可希望今天就被烧
Any ministry, any work, any service If it is to be consumed Then pray God consume that today
因为那天去见他突然被烧掉后悔来不及那是后悔来不及
Because that day when you stand before Christ And it is consumed by fire There's no time for regret
我早就说过我见主的时候我会一方面充满喜乐，一方面充满遗憾。
I share with all of you that I said that when I see the Lord, that on the one hand I'm full of joy, but on the other hand I will have regret.
不要说那一天才后悔，我今天回头看我的一生，很多的事情，很多的决定，哎，我都是后悔。
And not to say on that day before the Lord, but even now when I look back of all the things that I've done, I've regretted.
当神还把时间留给我们。
Well, God still give us time.
他把机会给我们。
While He still give us opportunity.
让我们还来得及，能够在神面前过出一点像样的生活。
And that we still have this time to live out a life that resembles Christ.
能够过一段能够被火烧还能存留的日子。
To live some days where, as the fire comes to try those days, they will remain.
啊、所以这个圣城，我说吸引的历史历代的圣徒。
And this glorious city has been the gaze and the admiration of saints throughout all time.
啊、大家没有一个人是完全人。
And not a single one of them are perfect.
没有一个教会是完全的教会。
Not a single church is perfect.
但是当我们认真走这条路的时候
，But we are serious. We are diligent in walking along this way.
我们身上的毛病，我们身上的锁链，我们身上的败坏，身上的捆绑，一路上经过蜕变突破，我们一路掉，一路走，一路掉。
Our problems, our faults, our chains, all these things as we walk diligently along this path.They will begin to fall.
我们恩上加恩，力上加力，荣上加荣。
阿爸们 ，grace upon grace, strength upon strength, glory upon glory. Amen.
所以你把你的眼睛定睛在你的配偶，定睛在你的孩子，定睛在你的教会，天天埋怨。我跟你说，这个日子太痛苦了，没有意义的。
If you set your eyes every single day of your life upon your spouse, upon your children, upon your church, and only see the complaints, I will tell you these are miserable days of your living.
更不要说去跟别人攀比，更不要说。盼望人的肯定
and not to say that you are also competing with others or looking for the accolades or confirmation of others.
虽然我们也会需要人的肯定，对不对
？Yes, we do need the affirmation of people around us.
所以 John Maxwell 说30秒钟让你得到一个人就是 attention, appreciation 跟我忘了另外一个了哈。
Jack,
affirmation 还是什么？反正三个 A, triple A 啊。
John Maxwell said that if you have 30 seconds to receive something for someone is the three A words of passion.
因为人都需要被肯定。
Because everybody wants the affirmation.
有一个太太就跟先生说：“你跟我结婚这么多年，你当初为什么喜欢我啊？”
So a wife one day spoke to her husband and said, "We've been married for so many years. Why did you fall in? How did you fall in love with me in the very beginning?"
如果没有被太太这样问的，不晓得是福气还是不是福气。
Those of you who've never been asked such questions, I don't know whether you are blessed or not.
那个。先生说：“哎呀，你优点太多了，你就算不是十全十美，也十全八美啊。”
So the husband said that there were so many qualities about you, even though maybe you're not perfect, you have at least 8 out of 10 of all the qualities.
请问你当太太十全八美就满意的，请举手。
So those of you who are wives, if your husband said this to you,
你是弟兄，你举手。
You're 8 out of 10, and you're satisfied, can you raise your hand?
太太会满意的举手。
Any wife, you're happy with being 8 out of 10?
当然不满意嘛。
Of course you're not satisfied.
他就问他说还差两个什么
？And what am I missing, dear?
他说缺了内在美跟外在美。
And the husband said you still lack inward beauty and outward beauty.
这个弟兄该关在紧闭室里面了。
And so this brother he needs to be locked up in jail.
讲话太狠毒了。
And this is such cruel words.
弟兄姊妹，神所建造的那一座城，就是我们这些人，相信吗
？The city that God is building is us.
他居然会拿我们当建材。
It would take us as the building and construction material.
那我们这副样子进得了永恒吗
？The way we are, can we really go into eternity?
所以这什么？为什么他叫万事互相效力，叫我们像耶稣啊
？That's the reason why he causes all things to work together, so that we may be conformed to the image of Christ.
每一天万事都在互相效力，要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Every single day of your life, all things are working together, so that you may be conformed to the image.
将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我。
Very quickly, Revelation chapter 21. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as the bride adorned for her husband. And then it says, Come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me the great city.The Holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God.
圣经上关于教会的预表很多，表号很多。
A lot of typologies of the church in Scripture.
三个最重要的，一个是基督的身体。
Number one is the body of Christ.
我们生命里的连结。
It speaks of the unity of our life.
一个是心腹，羔羊的妻。
The other one is the bride of Christ.
讲到我们爱里面最亲密的关系。
It speaks of the most intimate relationship in love.
一个是圣城新耶路撒冷。
And then is the city of the New Jerusalem.
讲到它是完全荣耀的彰显和发表。
It speaks of the glorious manifestation of the Lord God.
各式各样的宝石在那里彰显神的荣耀。
All of these precious stones, they are showing and displaying the glory of God.
所以他在这里说，他说过来，我要把心腹羔羊的妻指给你看。结果一看是圣城新耶路撒冷从天而降。
And then he says, "Come, John, I'm going to show you the bride of Christ." And he looked.And he behold this holy Jerusalem, the city coming down from heaven.
这两个中间有个等号。
And between these two things, there's an equal sign.
所以我们今天在地上怎么过日子，也决定了我们在永恒里面我们宝石的程度。
And how we live our days will dictate the capacity of the precious stone that we are in heaven.
所以哥林多前书十五章说到复活以后，日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，心有心的荣光，而这心和那心都不一样。
First Corinthians tells us that the sun has its glory, the moon has its glory, the different stars have its capacity of different glory. Every star they're different.
所以我们今天活在新造里，活在基督里，不光影响了我们今生生活的品质，也影响了我们在永世里的价值。
So when we live in the New Testament, when we live in this new life, it not only dictates the value, the quality of this life, but also our worth in eternity to come.
所以我希望我们真的能够像亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，像历代的圣徒一样。
So like the saints of all the ages, like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他们都是被那座城所吸引。
They are all drawn by that glorious city.
希伯来书说。他们如果后悔，他们可以回去，回去世界，回去。
And the author of Hebrew tells us that if they had any questions or any doubts or any concerns, they could have returned.
但是他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡啊。
But they long for a more beautiful home.
这座荣耀的城吸引了历世代的圣徒。
And this glorious city has been what's drawing the saints of all ages.
就算不见天时，也在想着天。
If I do not, even if I cannot see the heaven and the sky.My heart longs for heaven.
虽然在黑夜中，虽然在监牢里，虽然在断头台上，但是他们的心被这个荣耀的城，城里神的城。
They may be in the dark. They may be in prison. They may be at the point where they're going to be beheaded. But their heart and their thoughts is on this glorious city.
好，要朝向这座荣耀的城。那我们说过从归回到重建，从重建到复兴。
And again, coming to this finality of this glorious city, we need to go from returning to rebuilding to revival.
我需要很快的从以色列王国归回史作为一个背景啊，来讲到神所要的到底是什么。
And very, very quickly, we're going to look at the recovering, the restoration of the testimony of the house of God historically to speak of what God truly desired.
或是从以色列是一种被掳、荒凉、得罪神、亡国的情形， 如何一步一步一步走回到复兴的途径。
In other words, from the state of where captivity, where they lost themselves as a nation, and how God step by step brought them back to the place where they are now a nation again.
这是我们博训的一堂课，好了，我今天把它全部浓缩在只剩下了二十分钟。
And we have actually a class series in Cedar Training Center, but we're going to consolidate it all within the next few minutes.
三件最重要的事。
There are three important things.
第一个，他们一回来重建祭坛。
Number one, when they returned, the very first thing that they did was rebuild the altar.
圣经上告诉我们，当他们才回到耶路撒冷，七月一号，众人如同一人聚集在耶路撒冷重建祭坛。
As soon as they came back into Jerusalem on the seventh month, the first day, all were as one. They rebuilt the altar.
祭坛在这里所要恢复的。
What the altar signifies and what is about to restore.
它就重建我们生活的秩序，要让主居首位。
It's to rebuild, to reestablish the order of our lives that God is the foremost.
以色列之所以亡国，之所以被掳。
The reason why the nation of Israel fell and the reason why they were lost into captivity
就是他们在神以外，他们立了许多的偶像，设立了许多的祭坛去跪拜他的偶像。
It is because they began to erect many, many altars, many, many other idols that they would bow and prostrate before those gods.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要说我家里面没有任何的偶像。
And yet, but please do not say, hey, Pastor Yu, I don't have any altars in my house.
我跟你讲，以色列被掳归回以后，外面再也没有偶像，但是偶像跑到人的心里面去。
I'll tell you that the Israelites, when they return from their captivity, you will never see again they erect altars and idols, but those idols came into their hearts.
今天我礼拜五不光讲 John Calvin 说心脏是制造偶像的工厂。
And I said Friday that John Calvin had a famous saying that our heart is the factory for idols.
我跟你说，世界的王天天在为我们制造各式各样的偶像。
I'll tell you the king of this world, the ruler of this world, every single day he is manufacturing idols for you and me.
你四十年前去跟人家说 iPhone 会成为年轻人的偶像，没有人会相信。
40 years ago, you tell somebody a phone, iPhone would be the idol for many many people.
但没有人看过。
And nobody would believe that because nobody has ever seen it.
所以高科技一直在帮我们制造偶像出来。
So we see technology continue to create idols for us.
一下 Meta, 一下 AI, 什么东西都在忙。
All the Meta, all the AI, all these things are moving rapidly.
科技只能为我们效力，只能当我们仆人，不能当我们主人。
Technology can only be our servant who is helping us. It cannot be our master.
你看一阵子就是热门题目，一直讲一直讲。现在 AI 出来 ，ChatGPT 出来。
And you see the hot topic that everybody talks about is AI, is ChatGPT, and everybody's talking about these things.
我告诉你，他们我那次不知道看在哪里看到一句话，他说：“你如果很聪明，你是学霸的话，你不可能胜过 AI 的。”
And somebody has said the saying that if you are a genius, if you're very very good in your academia, you cannot even overcome.Or be stronger than artificial intelligence.
AI 只拿一种人没办法，就是学渣。
And artificial intelligence, the only people that they cannot handle and deal with are idiots.
Idiots. 因为他们没有固定的思维方式。
Because idiots do not have a fixed frame of thought or reference of what they're thinking about.
他搞不清楚，他一下想这个，一下想那个。
Artificial intelligence can't figure out what they're thinking about. They're all over the place.
其实学渣还是早晚有办法的。
And I say, well, at some point, even those who are not very intelligent, they don't have a way.
虽然不固定，也不过就那几样，就是。
Even though they may be unstable in their thinking, but it's just only those few things that they're kind of confused about.
真正让 AI 没办法的是我们属灵人，因为风随着意思吹，他自己不知道的。
And I will say the real challenge for artificial intelligence are spiritual people because they're led by the wind and the spirit of God.The AI cannot figure that out.
因为我们的眼光、我们的价值观、我们做决定的根据、我们所随从的是属灵的，他摸不清楚的。
Because our sight, our focus, our value system is spiritual. Artificial intelligence cannot discern.
如果他真摸清楚，那也蛮好的，对不对
？If it can discern, then it would be wonderful too.
他会说：“哎，你怎么又去看电视
？”And then it will remind you, "Hey, how
can you watch?
How can you watch the TV again? You should be reading the Word of God."
因为又跟太太吵架。
And why are you arguing with your wife?
你上次才说你吵架的话，你要怎么样怎么样？你忘了
？I remember you just said last time if you get an argument again, this is what you were gonna do.
让他成为你的仆人，不要成为你的主人。
Let AI be your servant, not to be your master.
今天世界上各种东西都要来掳掠我们的心。
We see that today so many things as the world wants to be our masters.
一个最可怕的小偶像，原谅我说。是我们的孩子。
I will tell you the most scary, the most dreadful of those idols is our children.
因为我们整个心都爱他。
Because our whole heart loved that child.
也是我从来没把他当偶像。
I've never treated my child as an idol.
但是你的时间、你的力量、你的爱、你的金钱，到底花在孩子身上跟在神身上是能够相比的吗
？But your time, your resources, your energy, the money that you spend, can you put an equal sign to the amount of time and energy that you spend on the things of God？
正常的次序，地球绕着太阳，月亮绕着地球。
What's the regular order in our solar system is that all the planets revolve around the sun。
所以正常的属灵情形是我们绕着神，绕着主。然后我的孩子，我的家，我的职业，我所有的绕着我，我带着他们来敬拜神。
And what's normal in a Christian's life is that we need to revolve around God, and everything in our lives revolve around us, and we take all those things to come as subject of worship to the Lord God.
你看看今天多少的家，那个小家伙是太阳。
And so many family, that little guy has become a little sun.
他不起床，我们就不聚会。
And that sun don't rise, then we don't go to the meeting.
那打个喷嚏就不来聚会。
And sneezes, we can't go.
这个我不要去得罪你们哈。
I don't want to offend anyone this morning. That's not my intent.
没有，我们到底是不是让主在凡事上居首位
？Does the Lord truly have the first place in all things?
我们不是用律法去说的。
I'm not speaking of this from a legalistic standpoint.
所以黎弟兄说，一个人如果没有过了奉献关，就是让主居首位，把自己奉献给神。
Our brother Watchman Nee said that if a person have not passed the trial of consecration,
他说他的属灵生活跟属灵道路根本都还没开始。
He says that his spiritual walk and his spiritual life really hasn't even begun.
如果你没有把自己真的愿意奉献给神，
if you have not truly offered up your life to God,
你根本还没上路。
You haven't even taken that first step.
仅止得救。
You just merely say.
希望不要去见主的时候也是仅止得救。
I pray that when you go see the Lord, that you're not at that place where you're merely saved.
其实真把自己放在祭坛，你会发现是一个蒙福的生活。
And when you really place yourself upon this altar, you will discover it is a place of blessing.
有一种喜乐是没有奉献过的。不把自己不为神而活的人尝不到的。
And there's a joy that those who have never consecrated themselves to God will never ever be able to understand.
其实祭坛什么叫祭坛？祭坛最好的定义就是他为我死，我为他活。
The greatest definition for the altar is that he died for me and I live for him.
这是一个爱的故事。
It is a story of love.
他这么爱我。我当然爱他。
He loves me so much. Of course, I love him.
我当然让他居首位。
Of course, he's the first place.
所以弟兄姊妹，要爱主，抓住每一个机会来爱耶稣。
So brothers and sisters, when we want to talk about loving Jesus, we need to lay hold of every opportunity to love him.
所以当以利亚第一件事情就是恢复久已毁坏的祭坛。
So Elijah, the very first thing that he did, he restored that altar that had been broken for so long.
而且他们回到耶路撒冷来的时候是全民都来，所以祭坛生活应该是全部的，不是少数人的。
And then when they came back to Jerusalem, when they rebuilt the altar, all the people came. And it's not just the work of the few, everyone came.
第二个，他们重建圣殿。
Secondly, they rebuilt the temple.
我前一阵子讲过这篇信息，祭坛开。刚盖好。
Not so long ago, I spoke of this message. The altar was just finished.
他们立刻开始重建圣殿。
Then immediately began to rebuild the temple.
把圣殿的根基都垒好，都弄好了。
They went and laid down the foundation for the temple.
然后就遭到了仇敌的攻击和拦阻。
And then now the enemy comes to attack them.
所以整个圣殿的工程被拦阻下来。
So the entire reconstruction of the temple was put to halt.
然后一拦阻了15年。
And then once they stopped for 15 years.
那你会想为什么？盖祭坛的时候，仇敌还没来。
You have to think about why is it when they were rebuilding the altar, the enemy did not come?
为什么一盖圣殿，仇敌就来
？Why is it when they start to rebuild the temple, the enemy came?
那你要知道，祭坛是解决我个人跟神之间的关系。
Honestly, the altar resolves and deals with the issue that is personal, me with God.
而圣殿是整体的，是全体的。
But the temple is corporate, is of all of us.
圣殿也说到教会。
And the temple speaks of the church.
圣殿是神的居所。
And this temple is the dwelling place of God.
我再说，圣殿是神的家，神的居所。
I want to say again, the temple is the house of God, the dwelling place of God.
这是仇敌不能容忍的。
And this is the one thing that the enemy, he cannot stand.
神在圣殿里面得到人的敬拜。
And when God receives the worship in the temple,
人在圣殿里面与神相会，在这里蒙恩蒙福。
And when man encounters God, and they are blessed by God.
这是一个全体的一个侍奉和敬拜。
And this is a corporate service, a corporate worship.
所以仇敌不是那么在乎你个人爱主。
And I'll say the enemy may not care so much about you individually loving the Lord.
但是仇敌在乎团体的教会的复兴。和爱主。
But he cares very much about our corporate passion and love for Jesus and our service for the Lord our God.
所以我们来聚会，我们有很多很享受的，我们享受敬拜，享受信息，享受聚会，享受伙食，享受在一起。
And so when we come into this time of worship, we enjoy our fellowship with one another. We enjoy our time of worship together.
但是这些之所以有意义，因为神在这里。
And I would say these things have meaning, have purpose because God is in it.
如果什么时候圣殿不是以神为中心，这个叫贼窝。
And whenever the temple is no longer Christ's center or God's center, it's now become a den of thieves.
所以当耶稣来到地上的时候，那么宏伟的圣殿，希律王花了45年盖起来的。
When Jesus came into this world, he came to this temple that was grand, and in 45 years, Herod rebuilt this temple.
连我们这个建堂，他们说要3年，我们都觉得太久了。
And even the forecast construction duration for this Bethel Hall is 3 years. We thought that's still very long.
希律王经营财宝无数。那么大的权柄，45年才盖起宏伟的圣殿。
And Herod, with all of his authority, with all of the wealth that he possessed, it took him 45 years to reconstruct this temple.
但那个殿，耶稣来了。
But that temple, when Jesus came,
充满了兑换银钱、卖鸽子，交易这个买卖牛羊的声音。
The exchanger of money, those who were selling doves and livestock.
神说：“这是我。”这个万民祷告的殿是我神的殿，你们却使它成为贼窝。
This is a place of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of thieves.
圣殿什么都有，马可福音11章11节记载，耶稣进去看的每一样东西都在宗教的外表。
And Mark chapter 11 tells us when Jesus entered into the temple, it had everything. All the articles were there. All the forms of religions are there.
一样有敬拜，一样有诗班，一样有讲道，一样有什么？但是都是外表。
And they may have a choir, they may have a preacher, they may have worship, but all these things, it may be just the outward.
神的儿子每天看完以后，出城到伯大尼去。
It says that every single day, as the Lord came, looked, and he left and departed back to the city of Bethany.
弟兄姊妹，我们希望只要 SVCA 存在一天，甚至我们希望普天下所有奉主名聚会的地方，只要存在。我们都是敬拜神的地方。
Friends, so our heart cry is that as long as SVCA survives, as long as any church survives, and it is in the worship of God, it must be the worship of God.
这是真正以神为中心的，为目的的，为内容的。
It must be centered on Christ. Its content must be Christ.
我们来到主人面前，用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
We come before the presence of the Lord in spirit and in truth.
所以本人约翰讲了一句话，他说：“我在祷告的时候，我宁可有心没有话，但是我不愿意有话没有心。”
John Bunyan said that I rather have words in my heart and not have anything that I can articulate instead of having words but without heart.
因为神在乎真实。
Because what God cares about is what is true.
有一个神的仆人说：“如果我只有10分钟现在可以祷告，我会用8分钟来敬拜神，最后2分钟才用来代祷。”
And there's a servant of the Lord that said, "If I only had 10 minutes to pray, then I would use 8 minutes to praise the Lord and 2 minutes left for supplication."
弟兄姊妹，你看看我们的祷告里面几乎都是求求求。
You come to discover a lot of our prayers, we ask God of things all the time.
我们缺少真实的敬拜。
And we really lack a genuine worship of the Lord.
当我们8分钟80%用来敬拜，剩下的时间来求。 祷告大有功效的。
And brothers and sisters, we follow this pattern: 80% of worshiping the Lord and 2% or 20% supplication. You come to discover it's very effectual prayer.
所以非常遗憾的就是这个工程被挡了十五年。
And then very tragic when we come to look at this story again, the people of God had paused for 15 years.
百姓们掉到了属灵的麻木去了。
And the people have fallen into a spiritual numbness.
所以到最后，神必须借着哈该、撒迦利亚出来责备他们。
And so the Lord caused Haggai and Zacharias to come and to rebuke them.
他说：“我的殿仍旧荒凉，你们却住天花板的房屋。
And my house is in desolation, yet you live in a house of panels.”
我说：“神儿女们属灵麻木。”其实那个时候圣殿是在整个城的中央。
In those days you need to understand the temple is right in the center of their dwelling.
他们多少人每天上班也好，买菜也好，送孩子上学也好，都经过那片荒芜的圣殿。
Whether they go to the marketplace, whether they take their kids to school, every single day of their life they will pass this temple that is still not yet complete.
他们天天过着他们忙碌 routine 的生活，但是视若未睹。
Every single day they go through about the busyness of our their lives, but when they see this, nothing changed.
大卫就没办法这样子，大卫找不到约柜，他没办法睡觉。
David had a very different spirit. He says, if I can't find the ark of the Lord, I can't rest.
如果神不在他的中间，他没办法过一样的日子。
If God is not in the center of my life, I cannot live my days.
昨天 Brother Ernest 讲到利希米，当他听见百姓遭大难受凌辱的时候，他没有办法过一样的生活了。
Brother Ernie was sharing last night with Nehemiah when he comes to the understanding that the people of God was subdued and they were in shame. He said, I cannot live my day as usual.
当这个罪人中的罪魁在大马色路上遇见主，保罗的一生就断送在耶稣基督的显现上了。
When this chief sinner on his way to Damascus, he saw the great light, his life has ended at Christ.
他没有办法再过一样的生活。
He can no longer continue to live his days.
弟兄姊妹，我们麻木的时候，我们 day after day, 我们过一样的生活。
Brothers and sisters, we are spiritually numb.To the extent that we can continue to live our days as is.
我们对神的需要没感觉了。
We're no longer sensitive to the needs of the heart of God.
弟兄姊妹，这个真的是要让我们里面扎心跟难过的事情。
Brothers and sisters, it needs to prick, it needs to move our hearts.
他们不光麻木，不在乎，任凭神的殿荒凉。
Their hearts have become dull to the extent that they no longer care.That the house of God is in desolation.
而且他们属灵上变得这么迟钝。
But spiritually, they become very, very slow.
十五年，神把天窗关起来。
15 years, the windows of heaven has now been closed up.
圣经上告诉我们，天为你们不再降甘露，地不再为你们出土产。
It says the heaven will no longer send forth its dew. The ground will no longer yield its produce.
而且我命令旱灾、梅灾去攻击你们所有所出产的。
And I will command that the pestilence and droughts will come against all that you planted.
所以百姓们只在那里觉得埋怨受苦，为什么没有祝福？神为什么不听祷告
？As the people of God begins to complain and say, "Why is God not blessing us? Why is God allowing us to continue in this condition?"
他们里面这么迟钝，十五年，神说你要回想，要回想，要回想，讲了三次，想想看为什么祝福停下来
？They paused for 15 years, so the Lord says, "Consider, consider, consider why? Why did the blessing stop?"
你要想一想为什么。在我的生活中，祝福停下来。
Why is it in my life the blessings of the Lord seems to have ceased?
我说的祝福还不是外面，你也许最近赚很多钱，买很多房子。
I'm not talking about just the outward blessings. Maybe today you just recently bought a house, you had a wonderful raise.
我是讲属灵的，你跟主的关系真被神祝福吗
？I'm talking about the spiritual.Are you truly blessed by the Lord?
你真的以神为乐吗
？Are you truly having God being your joy?
真的基督是我的满足，有主够了吗
？Is Christ truly my satisfaction? It is enough that I have Him.
我们能够说在你面前有满足的喜乐，在你右手中有永远的福乐吗
？Can we truly say that in your presence is fullness of joy, at your right hand is blessings forevermore?
还是我们劳苦愁烦不住的增加
？Or is our sorrow? They continue to increase.
要醒悟过来。
Brothers and sisters, we need to wake up.
要有属灵的感觉。
We need to have spiritual sensitivity.
不要再麻木。
We can no longer be dull.
把主摆在首位是蒙福的生活。
To put the Lord at the first place, it is a place of command and blessing.
我们一起来敬拜他，侍奉他，让神喜乐。弟兄姊妹，这是蒙恩的百姓。
Brothers and sisters, when we together rise up.To cause joy into the heart of our God, we are a people that is blessed by God.
每次有新 newcomer visitor 来到我们中间，当他们说在这里他遇见了神，我觉得这是对我们最大的鼓励。
Whenever there's a newcomer that comes into our church, and their feedback is that we feel like we've encountered, we met God. That is our greatest encouragement.
人家说啊，你聚会好大，场地好大，讲道很棒，诗歌很棒。弟兄姊妹，我们感恩，但是我不会那么兴奋。
When people say that, well, you guys got a wonderful worship team, that the message is greatest, and there's a great service, my heart is not as excited.
但是人能够说在这里遇见了主，在这里经历了圣灵的工作，我会很感恩。
But when people say that I have encountered God, I see the work of the Spirit, I'm so thankful when they say that of this place.
这西安大君王的京城在北面居高华美，神在他的宫中。
Zion on the north.The Lord God is in its midst.
所以锡安最大的特点是因为约柜在那里。
The greatest characteristic of Zion is because the Ark of God resides there.
说到神的同在在那里。
It speaks of the presence of God being there.
而锡安第二个大的特点是大卫的宝座设立在锡安。
And the second thing of Zion is that the throne of David is established there.
等于神的宝座就在锡安。
It is to say that the throne of God is in Zion.
因为大卫是一个凡事要遵行神旨意的人 ，a man after God's heart.
Because David is a man that is after God's heart.
所以神可以透过大卫在这个国掌权。
So God can reign through David in this nation.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们都在这里羡慕锡安，羡慕那座荣耀的新耶路撒冷。
So brothers and sisters, our hearts long for Zion. Our hearts long for this new Jerusalem.
希望我们成为一般那么渴慕，那么羡慕。而且真实经历神同在的百姓。
That we, I pray that we are a people that truly desire and long for the presence of God.
然后我们也是一般那样子降服在他宝座前，让神居首位的一般人。
That we are a people that have surrendered at the throne of Christ.
对不起，这是圣殿的重建。
This is the rebuilding of the temple.
恢复了。
It is restored.
以神为中心，为目的。为内容的一种侍奉。
And it is a content. The content is Christ. Everything is Christ. Everything is Christ about our services.
我们不把属灵的追求，不把我灵修生活，不把我偶尔来聚会，当做生活的点缀而已。
My services, my gatherings, and my meetings, my fellowship, they're not justthese decorations in my life.
但是神是我们每一个人生活的中心。
But God is the center of all of our lives.
所以刚才弟兄祷告说，我们是君尊的祭司。
As our brother prayed.Just now, earlier, that we are of royal priesthood.
我不管你在职场上做什么，或是不在职场上做。
Doesn't matter what your secular job or what your occupation is.
那都是今生暂时的一个客旅的生涯。
You need to understand, and that is a temporal position as a pilgrim through this land.
你是 engineer, 你是 VP, 你是总统，你是什么？那都是次要的事情。
You're the engineer. You're the vice president. You're the president. These are all secondary.
君尊的祭司，从蒙恩得救一直到勇士，都是我们的身份，都是我们最尊贵的一个角色。
The royal priesthood, from the moment that you come to faith in Christ until eternity to come, that is forever your position.
所以圣殿的重建讲到百姓们各站其位，各尽其职。
The rebuilding of the temple, now everyone is standing in their rightful place of worship.
这也是新约以弗所书第四章告诉我们。
And what Ephesians chapter 4 is telling us in the New Testament.
要成全圣徒，各尽其职。
That we need to equip, we need to build up the saints, that they are all functioning.
百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助。
And everyone is assisting, helping one another, growing together.
在爱中建立自己。
弟
兄姊妹，这是神在我们身上做的一个伟大的工作，圣殿的重建。
This is a grand architect. This is a grand work that God is doing. It's the reconstruction of the temple.
哈开说：“你们要省察自己的行为。”
So Haggai says, "Consider your ways."
然后上山取木料。
And so go up to the mountain and get lumber.
建造这殿。
And rebuild this temple.
我的心就喜乐，而且得荣耀。
And my heart will be pleased and will delight in you and will be glorified.
你看一句话，又叫神喜乐，又叫神得荣耀，多宝贵。
And this is just this one word we see that God, not only is he pleased, he's satisfied, but he's also glorified.
这都是我们讨神喜悦、叫神得荣耀的一条路。上山取木料建造这殿。
And this is the pathway where the heart of God is pleased, where God is glorified when we go up to that mountain to get the timber.
第三个讲到圣城的重建。
Thirdly, quickly, we're going to come and talk about the rebuilding of this holy city.
中间我省略的以斯拉，昨天梁弟兄也提到，457年，以斯拉回来，他恢复了圣言的地位跟圣别的生活。
Ezra, when he came back from captivity, after 457 years, he's restored, reestablished a holy living.
对神话语的重视，对我们生活分别为圣的重视。
And paying attention now again to the word of God, that we are sanctified, living a holy life for the Lord.
我现在只剩五分钟，所以那个我原来省略是有原因的啊。
I only have 5 minutes left, so I.
不是它不重要，我们常常强调神话语的重要。
This point is very, very important, the importance of the word of God.
第三个讲圣城。
But we can very quickly come again. I want to look at the holy city.
我们一讲圣城，第一个就知道它保护我们。
Number one, we speak of a protection.
对，一个没有城墙的城市，它是仇敌可以自由进出的。
A city without walls, the enemy can come in and out freely.
它可以自由破坏的。
He can easily come and bring about damage.
同样的，一个没有城墙的个人、家庭、教会，也是仇敌可以自由进出、自由破坏的。
It is true individually, as a family, as a church, that if we do not have walls, the enemy can come in and out easily.
我最常用的例子就是约翰福音13:2，那个逾越节的时候，撒旦把卖耶稣的意思放到犹大的心里。
And the one illustration I often give is comes in John 13, when Satan has put the thought within Judas to betray Jesus.
他好像走到垃圾桶，按一下，打开来，丢进去，盖起来。犹大就去卖耶稣。
It's almost as if he walked to the garbage can, stepped on it, opened the lid, and threw the garbage in the can. And now Judas, as that can, went to betray Jesus.
因为这个人没有城墙保护。
Because this man has no walls of protection.
所以箴言里面也讲得很清楚啊，说我们如果这个人是一个不制服自己的心的话，就好像毁坏的城没有墙垣。
And Proverbs tells us a man who has no control over his heart, he's like as a city without walls.
所以你看看今天多少家被破坏。
You see how many families are being ruined today.
我们的健康，我们各方面，我们跟人的关系，很多地方。
Or even our personal health, our relationship with one another, many, many areas.
我们要起来祷告，起来看守。
And brothers and sisters, we need to rise up to pray. We need to be watchful.
现在异端一大堆，我们到欧洲去，也听说这个东方闪电，这个全能神现在也跑到欧洲去做一大堆的事情。
Cults are happening everywhere, and they are flaring up in Europe.
有很多世界的小学。世界上 后现代文化的思想都进到教会去了。
A lot of the philosophies and postmodern thinking have all entered into the church.
强调爱过于强调一切。
And they emphasize love more than anything else.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是很危险的一些的讲法。
And so these are things that are very dangerous for us.
第二个他讲到是分别界限。
And then it speaks of a boundary that is being drawn.
这是一条线，把城内城外分开来。
It has a very clear distinction. This is inside the city, that is outside the city.
他把属神的、不属神的、神要的、神不要的、世俗的、跟属灵的都给我们分开来。
What's of the Lord, what's not of the Lord, the things that are spiritual, the things that are carnal, this line is drawn.
里面外面就是不一样。
It's different inside and outside.
有一次我听到一个教会跟我们讲，他们教会也是要买会所。
There's a church that shared with us they were also in the process of purchasing property.
他们为了鼓励奉献，就在教会每个礼拜后面列出排行榜，第一名是谁，第二名是谁，然后多少钱。
And so to encourage brothers and sisters to offer, they listed the standings of everyone's offering, who offered the most this week, second, third, and fourth.
教会几个财主咬紧牙关，三两下就拼出来了。
And there were a lot of people that were very wealthy, and they said, we'll take care of it, and they offered.
弟兄姊妹，这是世界的方法。
And brothers and sisters, this is the way of the world.
有很多似是而非世界的做法要进到教会来。
And there are a lot of things that are seemingly looking like they're in the gray area. They want to enter into the house of God.
所以神的恢复，耶和华做耶路撒冷视为的火城 并作其中的荣耀。
And as this city is being restored, it says that the Lord will be the wall of fire about it, and He will be the glory within.
它分得清清楚楚的。
And there's a very clear demarcation.
里面是神的荣耀。
Inside is the glory of God.
最后它是彰显这个城是彰显君王宝主他的。他的性情他的财富他的地位的
Thirdly, this holy city is to display the grandeur of the king that resides within.
你到德国莱茵河去走一趟就知道各式各样的城堡
You go to Germany, you go along the river, you'll see all sorts of castles out there.
哎，我没有时间去想了哈，所以我们这没有一个世代像今天这个世代这么需要城墙
And I will say there's no generation like our generation that needs these walls.
小孩、大人、青少年、夫妻、教会都需要城墙保护。
Children, teenagers, adults, every one of us, we need the protection of these walls.
我们跟神的关系，我们属灵生命的纯度，教会该有的见证，都需要保护。
Our relationship with the Lord, the quality of our life with God, all of these things are testimony with respect to the Lord. They all need protection.
好，那我们发现。祭坛重建，圣殿重建，圣城重建。
And now we come to see the altar's been rebuilt, the temple's rebuilt, the city's rebuilt.
而每一次的重建都带来祝福。
And every time it's at its completion, it brought about a blessing.
那因为我们这次很多人都用尼希米做背景，我只是用尼希米光把城墙盖好了以后带来的祝福做个例子。
I'm just going to give you an illustration. Many speakers are using the book of Nehemiah. We're going to come and look at all the blessings that came after the walls were completed.
第一章是百姓遭大难受凌辱，因为城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧。
And number one, they were under great humiliation.Because the gates were burned, their walls were down.
到了第六章，城墙盖好了。
Chapter 6, the walls are completed.
圣经上说，一切的仇敌、四围的外邦人听见了，便惧怕，愁眉不展。
And then it says that all those their enemies, when they heard, they were in great fear.
因为他们知道这件事出于神。
Because they know this was an act of God.
别人都看得出来是神大能的介入。
Everyone can see it is the hand of God.
把所有的羞辱还给仇敌。
And so all the shame has been returned back to their enemy.
我说成为扭转局面的器皿，尼希米是一个最好的例子。
I said Nehemiah is the greatest example of a vessel that brought about a turning point.
从千里迢迢把他调过来，五十二天整个转过来。
And the Lord summoned him and brought him back in 52 days. Everything was turned.
第二个，他们尼希米、以斯拉各带一队敬拜赞美团到城墙上游行。
Nehemiah and Ezra, they each led a group of people to be on the wall, and they began to praise.
希望哪一天乔治跟 Aaron 各带一队在墙上游行一下哈。
And maybe one of these days, Aaron and 乔治 will go up to the roof and do the
吹角、敲鼓、唱歌啊，歌声打到远处。
blowing of trumpets and beating up of drums and the sound would resonate.
我们真的在那从前是受羞辱，对不对
？So in time past, we were humiliated. We were in shame.
受迫害，今天站在。城门上游行、唱歌、大声赞美。
We were under harm, but now we're standing on top of the gates and we're singing.
我讲这些话，其实很多教会分裂、破裂、荒凉的弟兄姊妹听了都很伤心的。
I know when I say these words for brother sister who has gone through a division or a separation.Within the church, their hearts ache.
谁不羡慕教会变成这个样子？
Who does not desire that the church would be this way?
但是弟兄姊妹，不要向仇敌降服。
But brothers and sisters, we do not surrender to our enemy.
反而应该在至高者面前献上自己。
But before the Most High, we offer up ourselves.
让他可以用我们来扭转局面。
That He may use us to change the tide.
第三个。神的儿女们开始过圣别的生活。
The children of God began to live a more a sanctified life.
他城墙为什么被毁
？Why was the wall destroyed？
因为外面外邦人要进来做生意。
Because the people on the outside want to do business inside the city.
他们碰到安息日就把门关了。
And then when it comes to the Sabbath, they close the gates.
因为这是神的律法。
Because it's the law of the Lord.
要百姓纪念神的恩典，要百姓学习过分别为圣的生活。
I want the people of God to remember the grace of God to live a life that is set apart.
所以城墙被仇敌拆毁了。
So when the wall was destroyed,
当他们恢复城墙以后
，So after this wall was restored,
祭司、利未人所有人在神面前立约发誓，说要遵守摩西的律法。 然后再也不把儿女嫁给外邦人。
And so the Levites and the priests, they made a covenant. They swore to the Lord God that the children will not be given in marriage to those who are on the outside.
就像他们把什么东西带来要来卖，我们也决定不买。
And whatever they bring in to sell, we will not purchase.
弟兄姊妹，而且他们都要把出熟果子最好的带到殿里面献给神。
And they will bring their first fruit, their very best, to offer unto the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你不觉得这是神家很快乐的局面吗？
Do you not see that this is a very beautiful picture of the house of God?
大家在神面前过讨神喜悦的生活，分别为圣的生活。
Everybody live a lifestyle that is pleasing to the Lord, that we are set apart.
而且来的时候都带着出熟的果子，带着礼物，没有人空手来，来到神家把最好的献给神。
When we come to the Lord, we bring our first fruit, we bring our very best, and we offer unto the Lord.
所以我每次听到波饼一个接一个起来祷告，我心里就很喜乐。不要长嘛，短，但是起来活得向神献上。
And every time in our communion we have open prayer, and whenever it's one by one, my heart rejoices because we are bringing our first fruit, our very best to the Lord.
第四个，他们恢复了圣殿该有的敬拜。
Fourthly, they restored the proper service and worship in the temple.
祭司的、守门的、歌唱的，他们各占其位，都开始侍奉了。
The priests, the gatekeepers, all every single one of them that began to serve.
从前没有的。
What they did not have before.
从前是一片杂草在那里，野狗、兔子在那里跑来跑去的，现在变成圣殿了。
It was a place of desolation where a beast and critters roamed, but now it's become a place.
神的百姓在这里敬拜神，神的百姓在这里蒙恩。
And the people of God are now blessed by God. They are now worshiping God.
我们就希望 SBC 提供一个地方。要敬拜神，要爱神的人都可以在这里来敬拜他。
We pray that SBCA is a place that anyone who desires to worship the Lord God, they can come.
我必须停。
I have to end here.
强迫停。我们唱一首歌，复兴的火。
Let's sing this last song together.
我希望我们都在主的面前看见主在做什么。
I pray all of our eyes are open to see what God is doing.
那我们答应这个呼召说，来吧，一起起来。
And that we can all respond to this call. Come.
没有一个人不起来。
That no one would stay still.
我们一起来为神建造他的家，他的居所。
That we will all rise up to come and rebuild the house of God.
另外一面来说，我们都来接受神在我们身上的建造。
On the other hand, we will all individually receive the working of the Lord God in our lives.
我再说，我们来吧，一起起来，你们都还不站着。
I want to say, come on, let's go. Let us all rise together.
好，请达军带我们唱啊。 希望我们都一起很郑重的很真诚的来到神宝座面前。
I pray that we are all very serious as we come before the throne of God.
等一下我们同声祷告，我们没有时间开放祷告，我们同声祷告。
I want to ask every one of us to pray in unison.
请你自己为自己也为教会求三个火降下。
I ask that you would pray for yourself and pray for our church that these three fires would be sent.
其实就是同一个火。
And it's the same fire.
一个是圣洁的火。
One is a holy fire.
烧掉我所有的卑情下品。
To come and burn off all the dross within our lives.
烧掉我所有不讨神喜悦的生活。
To burn off every ways of living that's not pleasing to the Lord.
第二个，求神把纯净的爱火赐下。
And secondly, ask God to send the fire of pure love.
让我对神的爱火重燃。
And that my love, my fervor, my passion for the Lord would be rekindled.
不要丢掉了起初对神的爱。
And that I would not abandon or forsake the first love.
但是纯净的爱火在我们里面越烧越旺。
And that this pure fire of love would continue to grow and grow.
第三个是复兴的火。
And thirdly is the fire for revival.
不光我跟神的关系被恢复，
Not only is my personal relationship restored with God,
我们要求复兴的火从我们中间烧起来。
And we ask that this fire revival will begin to burn from within us.
个人、家庭、小组、教会，这个世代，求火烧起来。
Individually, family, our small group fellowship, our church, this generation, the fire will be lit.
每一个人都开口，都向神直接有这个祷告。
I want to ask everyone, open up your mouth and pray, ask of the Lord.
Amen. 我们开始祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，叫你的名字。教会可以荒凉，
Or we personally may stumble and the church may be in a place of desolation.
但是你永远不失败。
But God, you never falter.
你永远是往前的神。
You are the God that is always moving forward.
你的旨意也是一直往前而去。
Your will is always progressive.
我们知道众圣徒所盼望的那座城有一天要降临。
We know that what the saints have been longing throughout the ages will come.
主啊，开我们的眼睛，让我们也看见那座荣耀的城。
That our eyes may be open to see this glorious city.
让我们的心都被它吸引。
That our hearts are drawn to it.
我们愿意把我们这一生奉献在你的祭坛上。
That we really come and offer our entire lives upon the altar.
我们接受你在我们身上的建造。
To receive what you are doing in our lives.
在基督里那真实的建造。
And that true construction that is in Christ.
那一个赖火而且永远不会动摇的不能震动的建造。
That fire that cannot burn up, something that cannot be shaken.
主啊，我们站在你宝座 我们来到你的宝座前向你呼求。
So Lord, we come and we stand before your throne and we cry out to you.
是圣洁的火烧尽我们的悲情下品。
Yes, your divine fire come and consume all of our dross.
纯净的爱火 让我们都起来火热的爱耶稣。
That fire of pure love that we would have a fervor and passion for God.
复兴的火也在我们中间烧起来。
And that the fire of revival would be kindled here.
让复兴对我们再也不是一个话题，说说谈谈。
A revival is no longer a topic that we talk about.
也不仅仅是一个盼望。
It is not just merely an aspiration or hope.
是我们可以经历的。
But something that we can experience.
我们可以活出来的。
That we can live out.
我们可以见证的。
That we can testify.
我们可以传递出去的。
That we can now send forth.
主啊，怜悯我们，祝福这个时代，恩待这个时代。
Lord, bless us. Bless this time and this generation.
愿爱你的人如日头出现，光辉烈烈。
May those who love you be as the noonday that shines ever brighter.
你的儿女能够在各处显扬，让因认识基督而有的香气。
That your children throughout this world may give forth the fragrance that comes from the knowledge of Christ.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.